Blog Talk Radio. Welcome back in. The fastest 60 minutes of sports, yours truly, Vinny Moore, on the wheels. Now, we always say on the wheels, even though back in the days, of course, when it was clubs, it was 2 turntables, a mic, and a mixer. Today, of course, it's all the wonderful technology, MP3s, laptops all over the place. This one, thinking significantly easier. And today, June 23rd, 2013, an absolute amazing weekend. If you're a Blackhawks fan, an absolute amazing weekend. Yeah, if you're a sports fan in general, hopefully you had a great weekend. Fun things going on, not only in the NFL, fun things going on with hockey, obviously. The finals currently going on, as well as Major League Baseball in the throes. Good teams now starting to show up, i.e. the Toronto Blue Jays, who on paper are better than the Yankees and the Red Sox, but we'll see how that plays itself out. The world of ESPN, which is always our source, is now making a push to make sure the World Cup qualifying games are on all televisions around the world. So if you didn't see Uruguay and Tahiti today, well, I don't know how you didn't, but Uruguay doing what it was expected to do, blowing out Tahiti 8-0. It is a fun, fun day of sports, a fun, fun day of new relationships, new friends. We're just at about a wonderful day. Serena apologized to Maria Sharapova. Not exactly sure what that's about. We'll check that out later on. The Blackhawks, their captain, Jonathan Toews, who got hurt in Game 5, hopeful to play in Game 6. Let's see. Toronto wins 11 innings yesterday. We'll get all the baseball for you as soon as we possibly can. The NBA asked to asked 10 to draft a green room. Now, that I have no clue exactly what that means unless we're looking overseas, which would be great. Again, a lot of talents, and we've said this before many times, the majority of talent, great basketball players, will never see NBA courts. Well, here's the deal. I don't know that that's necessarily true in today's world. It certainly was true in the 70s and 80s when you had so much talent coming out of Harlem, the Bronx, New York, that were street guys. Maybe they had records, maybe they couldn't get to college, but they were street players, and that's how they made their money. They hustled it with it. They were great ball players. Some never saw an NBA court, never saw that money, never saw the opportunity, for whatever the reason, maybe just some bad choices in life. Today's world is significantly different. All right, certainly more scouts, more visibility. Technology has changed the game dramatically. For those of you in high school looking for opportunities athletically, you know what you have to do. It's not the same world again where you have to hope a scout notices you. Now with technology, you can upload your highlights and someone can see what you bring to the table, and your opportunities are very, I guess the word is vast, for opportunities in college sports today. But today, the fastest 60 minutes in sports, yours truly, Vinny Moore himself, on the wheels, as we often say. And I'm going to have to probably mature past that, off the wheels. But we need to do something real quick. It appears that the Beautiful People song, which was dedicated I'll refer to the individual as BW because that's the best way to do it. we'll look at this again because I think it's important that people understand to all of our lives. We are still a people who needs people. To my family, Richardson Park, much love to you guys. To my superstar daughter, it's going to be okay. I know sometimes things can be challenging, but I also know that you're mine, and if you're of that DNA and that makeup, you're something special, and you're strong, and you can get through anything. So just remember, you can always reach out to Dad because, well, I am a true dad. I reckon that back. So back to the studio. Let's do this one more time. So, guys, bear with me. I'm going to eat up 5 minutes of your life right now, but I got to do this one more time. Now, I know you missed it earlier, but I'm going to make sure we do it one more time right now, right here, so you don't miss it now. This is for you.
The only thing I see is beautiful people.
Hello to Kendra, Brandy, Cheyenne, Millie, Melissa, Annette, Anthony. Welcome into the fastest 60 minutes in sports. 619-639-4747. Again, 619-639-4747. If you want to talk about, well, anything in the world of sports, actually. Someone asked me recently that I think I was the foremost authority of talk sports. And the answer, of course, is no, but I certainly appreciate the love. So for all intents and purposes, I guess I can be that for the next hour. In this case, the next 42 minutes, which works for me. In the meantime, if you've been watching the NFL, the NHL playoffs at all, you probably heard a whole lot of this.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's not get into the lyrics and the verse. The bottom line is, you know, the Blackhawks are one game away from winning a Stanley Cup championship, leading the series 3-2 over the Boston Bruins, what has been an absolute dream of a series for both of these organizations. Good hockey, strong hockey. This is going to be a Blackhawks whitewash of a team that was slower. You couldn't have been further from the truth after what Boston did to Pittsburgh and that 4-game sweep. You knew this was going to be a war. But I don't think even Chicago imagined it was going to be this kind of war. You know, the names like Zdeno Chara, we didn't know these guys well because, again, if you're a Blackhawk fan, this season all you saw were games in the West. So now you're playing the one team or the super team from the East. And for the longest time, we thought Pittsburgh was a Ginla and Crosby and Malkin. And that's not how it went down. We learned guys like Milan Lucic, I hope I'm saying that right. Forgive me, Milan, if I'm butchering your name. Zdeno Chara. And the list goes on and on of great Boston Bruin players. The future of their team, Tyler Seguin. He's going to be really, really good. The reality is, this if this point looks like it may be somewhat set up, Boston is a very resilient team. And uniquely enough, they're talented enough. They've been down 3-1 and come back. So this is nothing abnormal for these guys in any shape or form. So 3-2 going into Boston. And Monday night, one of two things is going to happen. We're either going to get set up for a Game 7 or the Blackhawks will be lifting the cup. So you know what I'm rooting for because a kid from Middle Earth, you know, I've got my Blackhawks jacket. Oh, and let me tell you about my little altercation last night. Let me share this with you because this was kind of – I look at it as comical now because it certainly wasn't comical at the time. I was looking for a place to watch the game last night, and normally I would have gone downtown, but with the massive flooding going on in Calgary, downtown was inaccessible. So a lot of power outages, a lot of businesses were closed, so I had to come up with an alternative plan. So as you know, for those who know me, I wound up going to Limerick's, which is a great little spot in the south out here, and it's a shameless plug for Limerick. Anyway, I get there, I get a great seat right in front of the big screen, and I'm enjoying this, and this game is going on. And there are two older gentlemen, sitting behind me in the next table, and they noticed the coat, which clearly says Chicago Blackhawks Stanley Cup Champions 2010. So he says, hey, we're rooting for Chicago. And his partner kind of snickers like, yeah, right. Well, that's fine. You know, you can have your fandom. Anyone can have their fandom. I love that. I appreciate that. You should have your fandom. You know, the Flame fans that did not want to see Chicago win. They wanted to see Boston. Maybe they got family. I didn't bother to ask. But they were having a hard time at the fact that Chicago jumped out to a lead. And, you know, the reality was when Boston made it close and it was 2-1, they were just kind of really, really razzing the Blackhawks, razzing the referees for the calls and everything. And, you know, it's a game. And we're fans. And I don't want to downhand, but we're fans. So heated and so personal that we forget that we're fans. None of us are getting paid for what's going on that ice. We're fans. We root for the team we would like to see win. It's really that simple. But unfortunately, these guys, drinking maybe a little bit too much beer, feeling a little bit frisky, decided that they would, press the envelope. So, in so pressing the envelope, now you all know, for those of you who've been around me for years, you know me. I'm a quiet guy. I stay to myself until you touch me. Okay? Things change when you touch me. Now, again, if you're just leaning over to say, hey, buddy, are you from Chicago? That's fine. But if you lean over and make some snide comment about, you know, the coat or, you know, how the Blackhawks are going to get their butt kicked, I'm probably going to look at you as if, have you lost your mind first? I'm probably not going to say anything. So the next thing is these guys get together. There's about three of them now. The two guys have found a friend or whatever. And they're standing outside the place. The game is ended now. The Blackhawks have won 3-1. And I'm chatting with my son online. And my son in Seattle in the military. And uniquely enough, he's telling me that, hey, man, you know, great game, blah, blah, blah. We're going back and forth. And amazingly enough, actually waiting for me. And I don't really understand this. I don't know why, but they're actually outside waiting for me. So I obliged. And Chris, you know this to be fact, as you hear this, we oblige. Okay. So outside and some comments are made, and you know, I realize that I probably should have a conversation with the local authorities because this could go bad. So, you know, someone from the bar saw this thing kind of escalating with verbal back and forth, you know, local authorities, and in the midst of maybe what is its worst flood in its history, certainly as bad as the one they had in 2005, where the rivers just crest. And again, we're flanked by two very, very heavily flowed rivers. And when they crest it, you know, the downtown gets it, everywhere gets it. You know, I mean, it's pretty bad out here right now. So in the meantime, they're stressed, and they got to deal with this ignorance or this stupidity, so to speak. Nonetheless, we didn't go to jail, thankfully. Was spilled, which is a beautiful thing. And for what it's worth, you know, I've got some sore hands. You know, hockey players are fun, man. We are. I mean, you see it even if you watch the game Boston and Chicago, you saw the referee get between two players, and even with the referee there, you still saw Dan O'Chara punch Jonathan Toews. You know, it's a little more like a chest shove, but it looks like, you know, it's coming from leverage. Anyway, I guess you had to see it, but that allows what down. And I thing off, you know, go get my, you know, spoiled little Chrysler 300 for the weekend and roll to my little spot, you know, and I'm giggling about it because, you know, it's just fandom. We're just fans. And most of us need to realize that. We're just fans. And it's okay to be fans. It's great to be fans. Anyway, let's see. What is going on in the social world? There's 42,000 people. Okay, cool. 619-639-4747. Again, 619-639-4747. If you want to call and talk about the Boston Bruins, talk about the NHL, the Chicago Blackhawks, you want to talk about the National Football League, what's going on there as camps are getting ready to start here pretty quickly. The CFL, which gets started Thursday night, for those of you Canadian Football League fans. Are the St. Peters is Toronto or is Montreal going to be strong one more time? Again, 619-639-4747. The number if you want to chime in. Let's run down the story, the major stories right now. Let's go Major League Baseball. And again, I always say things like, let's get these out of the way because you are the fun aspect of this show. You really are. In baseball today, why did it just do that? All right, know about Sunday Night Baseball tonight. For those of you who can get ESPN, you'll get Sunday Night Baseball tonight. Let's see. Royals, 7-6, that's done. 7-6 lead after putting three up in the bottom of the eighth. That game is now running. The Angels and Pirates, Angels 6-3 winner. That one is done. Braves, a 7-4 win over the Brewers. That one's done as well. Atlanta and Milwaukee still getting after it. Bottom of the ninth, 7-4 Atlanta. The Cubs put 14 on the Astros. The Astros are just bad. 14-5 goes. I take that back. That game is still going on. It's in the top 5 Cubs lead over the Giants. That game is in the bottom of the fifth. The Mariners of Seattle 3-0 lead over the Oakland Athletics. That game is in the bottom of the fourth. So on and so forth. Anything significant going on in the world of baseball? Nothing that's going to certainly shock the world. Mark Goddard's hitting streak is at 21 games now. That's actually big news. Hopefully he can continue that. The Detroit Tigers a 7-5 win over the Red Sox. The Yankees lose today to the Tampa Bay Rays 3-1. And I don't know what it's about our fandom, but if you're on the East Coast, you probably love the Yankees. You know, again, the history of winning is well documented. But if you're not there, you probably can't stand the New York Yankees for whatever the reason. Probably because they've just championships or what they've done. You're just not a fan. Anyway, the Mets an 8-0 winner over Philadelphia. They're 4 games under 5, so they've got some issues to resolve. And the Mets on paper are better than the 30-42 team. You know, again, the loss of Jose Reyes was huge. I know they'll never admit it, but that was huge. Where are the Toronto Blue Jays? This is interesting. We have a lot of teams that are really, really bad, and some of the teams that are actually decent. Uniquely enough, the Pittsburgh Pirates are 45-30, 15 games over 500. I didn't see that coming. We knew they'd be better, but not that good. But unique enough, they're 15 games over 500. That's strong at this point of the year. And we're not quite to the halfway point of the season. and they're doing really, really well. So let's run down your Major League Baseball. Where are they at? This is a scoreboard. Let me get the standings. Thank you very much. 29 past the hour. One lead, German League East. Detroit. The Atlanta Braves lead the East by 5.5 games. St. Louis, a 2-game leader over Pittsburgh in the Central. And you know, it's funny. The Cubs are 16 games out, but they're still fun to watch. In the West, Arizona 3 lead over San Francisco, and that's your standings. And that's all we're going to say for Major League Baseball today. As many of you know, the NBA Finals are now over. Miami wins its second championship in a row. This is championship number 3 for number 2 for LeBron James. LeBron James's video, the Instagram video he posted on it's on Facebook, it's on YouTube. That is some funny stuff. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'd love to play the audio of it, but you know, we just can't do that. But if you get a chance, check it out. If you've got a Facebook account, go to Facebook. Just type Instagram LeBron James. I'm sure you'll find it. It's all over Facebook. It's just a lot of fun. If you put LeBron pushing back on his haters. And why do you really hate LeBron? You despise him because of what happened in Cleveland. He didn't break any rules. He didn't break a law. All he did was make a business decision that has benefited him to the tune of 2 championships. He went to 1 finals with the Cleveland Cavaliers, and they got swept by the San Antonio Spurs. Why? Because he's a one-man show in Cleveland. But in Miami, he has a supporting cast. And, yeah, they're getting up in the years. They're a little old. But let's face it. You have a supporting cast like a Mike Miller who can hit threes, Shane Battier who can hit threes, guys Cole and Mario Chalmers that can hit the three. They don't necessarily need to do anything beyond their role. You still have the creative minds of Dwayne Wade and LeBron James to create their own opportunities. You have to give those guys kudos. That's all there is to it. Give them the kudos they deserve. Again, congratulations to the Miami Heat on winning their title. And, you know, every time there has to be a loop, right? And unfortunately, Tim Duncan, a little to death, since Tony Spurs, they're number 16 or 17 in his career. Would have been nice to see him go out a champion. I know he's going through a lot of personal issues right now with a rough divorce with him. Nonetheless, Tim Duncan, class act in every facet of who he is. At no point has he ever said anything ill about anyone or any player. He's just a class act. That's all there is to it. So, things considered. And goes to Dwayne Wade, LeBron James, the Miami Heat. And, again, sad to say only that the Spurs one had to lose, but you know, Tim Duncan about Hall of Famer, so we know he'll get there. Now, to the issue within the NBA, that is Doc Rivers going to the Clippers. This was on, then it died, then it was on again, then it died again. So now, any of us really know where it's at. This conversation, Doc is going, and he's going to basically go to take the talent of Blake Griffin, and if CP3 decides to come back there and maybe do something special with him, I think he'd do really, really well in that situation. Doc's a great coach. As he did in Boston when he first got there, he took mediocre talent, and until he got Kevin Garnett, Ray Allen, and Paul Pierce together, he was just competitive. But competitive was a matter of teaching competitiveness to those guys, and that was it. So Doc's a great coach. Can't make no doubt about it. Again, 619-639-4747. 619-639-4747 is the number. You want to talk NHL, you want to talk NBA, all that stuff winding down now. So Monday night in Boston, do we get an NHL Championship Stanley Cup sighting for the Chicago Blackhawks, or does it go to a Wednesday Game 7 back in Chicago? Either way it goes, you'll get a chance if you watch the game tonight to see the Stanley Cup because it'll be on display there beforehand, and trust and believe, no one, and this is an old myth, but it's true, no one will touch the cup until it's won. I love that aspect about the NHL. There's so much respect and a little bit of superstition associated with that Stanley Cup. You won't touch it. And even before that, the little conference championship trophy that you win when you win the Western or the Eastern Conference, nobody wants that. No one wants to touch it. It literally means almost nothing. What matters is the Stanley Cup. You've got the two best teams in the league, and yes, I'm going to those of you in Pittsburgh who really thought the Pittsburgh Penguins were everything. Well, guess what? You had the most talent, but you didn't have the best team. So yes, you had Malkin. Yes, you had Crosby. Yes, you had all this in a bag. If Jerome was there, but guess what? The better team took you out in four games. It's that simple. Boston is a better team. And when it comes right down to it, Boston has run into a bit of a slump, which that season, all you want. Blackhawks fan, we're excited about what they've done and what they've accomplished. Should Boston come back and win this series, no Blackhawks fan in the nation should be having their head down. This has been an absolute amazing roller coaster ride. We have enjoyed it every ounce of the way. So, where are my prognosticators at? What happens on Monday night? 619-639-4747. Again, 619-639-4747. If you've got an opinion, an attitude about it, you know, let us know. Again, 619-639-4747. Let's get some of the highlights and some of the comments that came from some of the games. Let's see. Where are we at? Oh, these are still the Western Conference Finals? Well, roll them anyway. We can eat up a minute of great time with some highlights of Patrick Kane, because Patrick Kane has been a stud. Back in a minute.
I think the quick thought it was going to be icing and realized it wasn't. Now here's a chance for Patrick Kane, and he scores! Banger, I thought the lineman was waving this off for enough period of time for Jonathan DeQuick to realize that it wasn't icing. Williams, pickle right on him, and Bob goes! And boy, are the Kings upset that there wasn't a penalty on this play. It is now 3-2 Chicago. Sends it around to the near side of the Chicago zone. Bickle, they force a turnover. Here's Kane to Kane. 2-on-1, hustling back his point up a shot. Goal! Patrick Kane in overtime! Went wide. Can be started back up again. Bickle brings it ahead. Got the return. And a save made by Rath. Rebound tucked in front. Score! It's Kane again!
We're hopeful he'll be ready next game. Upper body, you know, we'll see how he is tomorrow.
Looked like he was kind of bending ear to get back in the game. Was he trying to get back in?
Yeah, I checked on him a couple times there. I think he wanted to play. But we'll see.
Joel, what does it say about this series when just about the best player on both teams weren't able to finish tonight?
No, it's been a war. It's been a battle, let's say, every game, every shift. Is you're fighting for every kind of space, an inch around the ice, and it's a fast-paced game. You look at every minute from game one to where we're at today. It's been an amazing series, and relentless hockey. And commend the guys on both teams for leaving out on the ice.
Can you talk about the play of Corey tonight?
Rock solid. I think everybody was asking going into it. Corey just moves forward. You know, he's big. He moves. He anticipates, and nothing bothers him, and just looks to. Work after and look after the next shot.
Joel, was any one single hit that took Jonathan out, or was it a cumulative thing?
I don't think it was a defining blow. I'm not sure exactly the incident.
Coach, would you say that your speed is starting to take over as opposed to their size and strength?
I don't know. I think they still have some. They're still dangerous off the attack. They're still in good in our zone. But I still thought we did some good things in the last couple games off the attack. But I still think that's one of our strengths. We want to make sure that we get on the forecheck and try to spend some time in their end. But I thought early in the game maybe a little bit too much neutral zone play. But making them turn is important.
Was it the Boychuk hit that got Jonathan?
I'm not sure.
Any sense when Patrick has a game like this that it's coming? And then what can you say just about his performance?
Well, I think he gets excited playing with Bix and Taser. You know, that two games in the last series, two games, they've been, they just seem to be a little chemistry there. They get excited about that togetherness, and they seem to read off each other. Everybody brings a little bit something different to the party, and, you know, they scored two huge goals for us tonight.
Taves being able to stay on the bench a positive sign for him?
Yeah, I think so.
Joel, how many players score the first goal? How many people have the skill to do that?
I mean, we think everybody on our team could score the first goal. I mean,
goal, the way it was scored, I mean.
Oh, yeah, it was Krug's kind of scored a comparable one last game. You know, quick hands below the goal line, take it above and put it in. Plays around the net, he scored a comparable goal with quick hands last game. You know, he's dangerous.
Does Kane have that kind of special skill? I mean, we obviously have seen him score some big goals, but just to be there at the right place, the right time there, is that like the result of just playing with these guys so much and knowing where the puck's going to bounce?
Well, Kaner's got, he's got high-end skill, and, you know, he's dangerous with the puck. His anticipation offensively without it is high-end. And I think reading off those guys on the offensive zone's been very effective for him. Guys that have that kind of innate skill of scoring and being a top player, they anticipate, like the rest of us would like to.
Joel, Jonathan had some comments over here. Jonathan had some comments earlier about wanting to be aggressive at Chara and go at Chara, and you seem to kind of back him up. You put him out there for the first shift against that group, and you had him out there against that group quite a bit. Can you just talk a bit about that confidence to put him out there in that situation?
Well, I think it was comparable the way the game was played last game in Boston. You know, those guys saw a lot of one another, be it the offensive lines or the back end. And, I think that line offensively against us is a dangerous line as well. So there's a lot of to be said, not worrying about offensively, but, you got to make sure that you got to contend defensively against a great line or a good line and be aware.
Joel, you've talked about throughout the season just how Crawford's bounced back even when he's had bad games. I guess, did you see that again today, and did you feel at all that he wanted to prove himself after last
game? I just thought, I don't know if there's anything that changed his approach or his demeanor over the last couple of days. I thought he handled everything fine. You know, he had a good practice yesterday, good morning skate, excited, didn't change at all. And, you know, he looked forward to the game, and, you know, he seemed to have the same approach and rapport that we've seen all year long.
Joel, 58% in the circle tonight. Obviously, after the game three, when you guys were bad there, you've improved. You improved in four, really good tonight. What's been the difference, do you think, when you watch it?
Well, an awareness to what they're doing. Bergeron didn't play a lot of the game. That probably was definitely the big factor in that regard.
Joel, can we assume that because he was on the bench in the third period, John's injury is not concussion related, or is that something you'll continue to monitor?
No, he's, we're just hoping that, he's going to be ready to play. We'll see how he is, we're hopeful he can play.
Especially in that first period, it seemed that Chara and their top players, Lucic as well, were really trying to go hard after Jonathan and even Bickle to a lesser degree. Did you notice that it was happening even to a larger degree than what you've seen so far?
I think physically, we got to respond the right way. I think we got to utilize our speed going into puck areas. Don't get distracted to going where we had to go. I thought Bix had a couple of big hits on one shift that really got things going too as well. But I think that they could be more physical than us, but at the same time, just don't get distracted to where you got to go and travel, and I thought that's been the case.
January is Customer Appreciation Month at Subway Restaurants, so we're saying thanks with $3 6-inch sandwiches. That's right, our totally tasty egg salad and ham sandwiches are just $3 each. Hurry in, January only. Subway, think fresh, eat fresh.
Lord, I just don't know how to express myself to you. And sometimes he just says, just call upon the name of the Lord. He says, those that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And so right now, can you just lift your hands all across this building, and can you just begin to let the name of Jesus come off of your mouth this morning? Come on, all across the building. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You are Jesus. You're my strong tower, Jesus. My strength this hour, Jesus. You're my deliverer, yes, you are, Jesus. My hope and my future, Jesus. Source and my shelter, Jesus. You're my Savior, keeper, my friend. Protect me from my enemies.
Hallelujah. Come on, somebody just say the name of Jesus right now.
Yeah, this is that untouchable funk, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. This is for all the players and the playettes. Grab your act, you dig? I'm talking about from this side, that side, east side, west side, your side, my side. It's all about being funky, man. Hey, yo. That microphone is heavy, need a baritone, and I'm home alone, dig it. And I'm always staying freshly dipped on 1/2 5th with a dog's bark and a dreadlock bit, bark and split. Okay, it's heavy beat again. Hallelujah! I'm on your TV screen again. You see me on your MTV and on your BET and on your local Focal Point video show. Nigga, it's how it flows, so I like an eagle. No sequel, no equal. I get love from all the fucks because I'm a stupid my people. I'm dynamic, punks panic when they see me. They get all shook up when my mic's hooked up. Let's get it on. Untouchables at your door. All your whack rappers hit the floor. Untouchables at your door. All your whack rappers hit the floor. I bleed forever thugging on a quest to get G's. Running from enemies ever since the days of the sea. I'm under pressure. The stressor had me drinking, thinking niggas after me. Much too paranoid to blink. Wonder why the police don't want to see stacking G's. They ask for a blame, but I won't let them capture me. I gotta thank the Lord for the weed and the nicotine. I can't sleep, close my eyes and see wicked things. I keep my pistol by my bedside, one in the chamber, preoccupied with homicide. My life's in danger, rolling down the 45. Beware strangers, hand on my 45. That's what the rain does. I'm probably wrong, but I'll never know until I'm gone. From out the gutter with a jealous motherfucker's wrong. Pass the weed, let that Hennessy get to me before the penitentiary. Let's get it on. Untouchables at your door. All your whack rappers hit the floor. Untouchables at your door. All your whack rappers hit the floor. I thought you knew I stay true to this round thing I do. I have all the honey saying go poo. I flip a style from the project building 70. Hey, apartment 60. I turn food stamps to green stamps to grow up power amps. And so weed under corner lamps. But now I'm just microphone talking. So when you see my ass, have my cap, or just keep walking. Niggas got more game than Genesis. Seen a movie made in L.A., now everybody menaces. But them youth don't trouble we, because they fall victim to what they see, hey. I keep it real and real, like my last album's title song. But I understand it takes care for niggas to catch on. Hit them in the head, go. So let's get it on. Yeah.
Make the Dutchies fill it with the skunk. The doctor gets wicked in the joint. Notorious, glorious. Niggas know who's the mind blower, the weed grower. Have you seen doubles like Noah? The rhyme flower, B.I.G. Top top with the clock, check your pockets and your sockets. Just the way my pops fuck me when you throw the drop, check them thoroughly. The bastard might spin around and try to bury me. And dead niggas don't make no moves. When I'm slinging in the hood, I don't fake no moves, alright? Reminiscing on my swinger days. When I drove a caddy and my bitch sported finger waves. Yeah, she had the Gucci boots, I had Cerucci suits. Oshkosh, Bagosh, Coca-Cola looking real cute. Junior Mafia representing Bucktown. Mac 11 top back, niggas better duck down.